suggest people
can
mute
the remote
themselves?
Yes, please.
Okay. We are Tanarabana, which is the second to the end of the narrow lines of Alice.
I'm sorry, Reverend Margaret, we can't hear you because somebody's not muted.
Well, they can hear you as well as they can hear me. Tanarabana, Maisa Babita Shinhunya Kaifersikhan. There was a story with the daughter of the Hunya who dug pits for Ayla Regalim, Rashi says. People went up to Yerushalayim should have an adequate supply of water. He used to have water pits on the side of the road, and he undertook to make water pits so people traveling to Yerushalayim should have enough water. Shenafu Labar HaGadol, and this girl fell into a big pit. Ubal Vaidiyah L'Rav Chanina Ben Daisa. And they came and informed Rav Chanina Ben Daisa. Shar Rishai Namalem Shalom. The first hour, he said, don't worry, everything's fine. Shdiya Amar Lam Shalom. Shlishis, by the time it was the third hour, whatever hour here means, it means that basically it came to the time that it's impossible to survive. Amar Lam also. She must have come out. She's safe. Amar Lam Biti Mihalcha. So I think Rabbi Chanina Ben Daisa says to her, who brought you up from the pit? Amar Lam, she said, Tzalka Sherechelim Nizdamanli, a male ram came to me, Vizaki Manhigai, and there was an old person leading it. And they brought me out. Now, let's just catch up with Rashi. I know we're in the middle of a story. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, Chai Vashichan, Vaili Regalim, Umayim Iskansim Behem, and water gathered, by Yeshaychim Heinu Behemtam, Shaychim Heinu Behemtam, and people and their animals were able to drink. Shalom. Shadayin Yechayel L'chayas. She can still live. Chay B'shniyah. V'shlish Yechayel Yechayel L'chayas. Avarlan also, while she must have came out, Yiduah Yelah Yidu. Shloy Tamashab. That she wouldn't die there. To the Gemara, like the Gemara will say later on. Davashay Mesasik B'ayis Tzadik Aviyah L'yikshab Aviyah L'yikshab Aitarai. Something that her father, the Tzadik, worked on can't be the tool to get to kill his daughter. Sherechelim, the Elisha Yitzchak. Zakinechad Manhigai, the Avram. Now, what does Avram and Yitzchak have to do with this story? So different Mepharshim say different things, but basically the one I remember is that Avram and Yitzchak were in Hara Maria, Bahar Hashem Yeroa, right? We go up to that mountain where Avram and Yitzchak did their Hakedah. So Mamela, this person provided water for people to be able to be Eila Rego. So Mamela, the schus of Avram and Yitzchak, came to him and saved his daughter. So Avram Avinu came with the Ayosha Yitzchak. That was the symbol that it was a extension of the Arkana, so to speak. Where Hashem had said, Bahar Hashem Yerah, this will be the Makim Ashkina. And that's why people are Eila Rego too there. And therefore, that's how she got saved. That's what Avram Avinu. Again, something that he did, L'Shem Shemayim, cannot be the thing that kills his daughter.
Right, so that itself is the reason.
Yeah, but how? Who saved her? Who actually came and saved her from the water? Because he did it for Ayla Regalim. So therefore, Avraham and Yitzchak, who were involved in the, if I use the word consecration of the Makom HaMikdash, therefore, they were the ones that came and saved there. Avraham and the Ayosha Yitzchak. Santi Gemara, Amro Lai, Sine Center of Chanina Ben Daisa, Naviata, are you a Navi? That you were able to say that she's going to live? Amalem loy navi anaychi, loy ben navi anaychi. It's a statement, like saying, I'm not a navi, nor am I a son of a navi. Eladovish al tzaddik misasik ba, yikashi ba zaharai. That something that the tzaddik works with, his son should be able to be, should stop me, his kid would die in. I knew that couldn't happen. And therefore I knew that she was going to be safe. Amar Abba who became meis b'nai b'tzama. Chanina chai v'shichin's son died from thirst. Shenamar, Utsrivav Nisara Ma'id. Those around him, what's Nisara?
Extremely turbulent.
Extremely turbulent. But it's also a lashon of sar, of a hair. Malame Chakadosh Baruch Hu Medakdek Im Tzadik Svivav Kichot Asara. The bigger tzadik a person is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more medakdek with him. And the reason for that is that Olam Haba depends on the purity of the neshama when it comes up. Tzadikim, who live in a higher standard, are able to have a more pure neshama when it comes up. So therefore, little things are also HaKadosh Baruch Hu cleanses in this world. So yes, Chanina Chayv HaShichan was a big tzaddik, but obviously he needed some cleansing, again, on his madrega, and therefore his son died mitzama. I'll get to that in a minute. Okay, just give me a minute, we'll get right back to it. Chanina HaMahacha, Kael Naretz besides Kedashim Rabbah, Kedosh Baruch Hu is praised in the gathering of many, I think Sait means gathering, of many holy, the Naira Kol Svivav, and those around him, he's awesome to, he's frightening to. Rashi, Abba became Mesasigba, I'm sorry, Navi Atta Leida Shalai Tamas to know that she wouldn't die, Mesasigba B'Tayra Chasiyasai, working to do it. Abba became Mesh B'Nai Shabkuli B'Tsama, Shikam Dargir Shamakim B'Dargir Gimachsidim, Sir Nusara, Lashim Chuta Sara, Im Svivav, Im Tzadikim Ahokim Akrav, Im Tzadikim that follow his path. Tysus asks, how could his son die? What happened to the Svara of Dover that he's Isaacan? Yikasha by Zarai? So Tysus answers, the son didn't die in a pit. In the pit that he dug, the daughter couldn't die. But the water is not the pit. It's not the same. That's what Tysus answers. The other two roots I'm given, my Rishiva used to speak on a Shita Mukubetus, and I'll be honest, I never found the Shita, but I found others that say that. By the daughter of Chanina ben Daisa davens. And when a person davens, he's ma'ayr certain chusim. And by the son, no one davens. It just was a fact. Chanina ben Daisa didn't daven. And therefore, let me try to explain this, because this is a big yisayin that I heard from my reshiva. There are certain chusim that kick in automatically. And then there are certain things that kick in only with tefillah. This thing that Dover this asking by Isaac Tzadik Yikasha by Zarai, my Rashiva said over, is not a schus that kicks in automatically. It needs Tvila to be Ma'irer it. Therefore, when Rav Chanina ben Daisa davened for her, he could say, Dover this asking by Isaac Tzadik Yikasha by Zarai, but by the son, where there was not that Tvila, therefore that schus was not Ma'irer. My Rashiva compared it to a case that everybody asks, Rishaitim asked this kasha already. It says by Yishmo that when he was dying of thirst, the Malachim said, let him die, and Hashem said, Basher Husham, we judge people by the way they are today. And he's not a Russia today. There's no reason to let him die. And yet, by Ben Saira Ramira, we kill him, Hashem Saifai. What happened, Basher Husham? It's not Chayim Misi yet. So everybody talks about it. My Rishiva said over, the schus of Abayashir Husham is something that needs tefillah to be mirror. That's a schus that happens if somebody's davening. In the case of Hagar, in the Yishmo, Shama Lakim on Kol Hanar, he davened. Therefore, Abayashir Husham. In the case of Ben Saira Myra, there was nobody to daven for him that we know of. And therefore, that's why the schus wasn't the Saira. That's what my Rishiva said over again, Tishnik Utaira. But he wanted to say the same thing with this. Sometimes there's chusim to kick in automatically, and sometimes there's chusim need a kayach ha-tfilah to be ma'ayru those chusim.
That's one more can't daven for himself? Or?
Again, it doesn't say anywhere that there was any davening done. So he said. Talk to Mr. Weiter. I feel a shama min anashim oimres meish ish bloini dayay. If a person hears from women who are not testifying, they stop schmoozing, and they said, did you hear that Pliny died? That's enough to go tell Bezin that Pliny died. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, after the Shammah and after Nikus Aymerim, Harayna Onu Holkum Lispay the Likvar Zish Whitey. Rabbi Yehuda says, even if you're a kid saying, we're going to that person's eulogy, that is also suffices to say that he died. Ben Shum is Chavin, Ben Shainim is Chavin. Whether the kids are being mechaven to, I don't think it's going on the kids. Who's he to say Ben Shum is Chavin is going on? What does he say?
Regardless of whether the person
will be
the husband's death
and meaning an aid. Whether he's mechavim to be mad to her or not mechavim to be mad to her, he's believed. Okay, we're going to get to the thing. There's a big machlokes
we shayna. That therefore comes to mind as well as adults.
I didn't hear what you just said.
Minors as well as adults.
I hear.
Saying it right after.
I hear. There's a machlokes b'shaynim, the Rambam and the Tur here. What if a kid is mayid that somebody died? If you notice, the Rambam says that a kid is not neman to say that someone died. Or the Rambam says he is, I forget which way it goes. And the other Rishon says that the Rambam and the Tur, the kid is neman. Now the riot they bring that he's not neman is the way the Mishnah organized it. By women it says, Imris Mesha Shvoini. And by Tanaikis it says they're coming for the eulogy. It's much more specific. We were going to the eulogy. How about if kids say we heard that he died? He died.
Who's delivering a eulogy? Is the adults that know that the person's dead?
Again, he heard kids saying we're coming from the eulogy. No adults are around. They're not here. Can he go to Bezin and say that Pliny died? Mishnah says he can.
As an aid.
As an aid. Because you don't need to know it firsthand. By this we're matter aid me p'aid. And you're allowed to riot the kids who said they came. The bar's going to have to tweak it. Yeah. Now, what if the kids just said somebody died? They didn't talk about a eulogy. They weren't as specific, we're going to the eulogy or coming from the eulogy, the Gemara's going to say. They just said he died. By women, you hear women saying he died, that's good enough. How about my kids? Now, they bring a riot in the Mishnah like the Shita did not, because the Mishnah didn't mix them together. It didn't say, I feel the Shammah and Anashim and Matinaikos Ishwani Meis. By women, it said Ishwani Meis. And by kids, it said, Hareini, we're going to be Masvin. And the Gemara is going to tweak that. Right? So Machlokes Rishayim, whether kids saying Ishwani Meis means something or not. Dr. Mishnah Baiter, Yudim Babai, maybe Yisra, Abishim, Eschavin. By Yid, we listen to him as an aide. A guy is not believed when he's mechaven, and the Gemara is going to explain what mechaven means. A guy is believed mesiach lefi tumay. Mesiach lefi tumay means, and the Gemara is going to explain this at length, he's just saying a story, not intending for her to become mutter to marry. It's not his intention. His intention is to tell us that Pliny died. For news. And a guy is believed. And again, the Gemara is going to say exactly what he has to say.
Where is he saying it at?
In the city.
Anyway, he's not in Bezin.
Doesn't have to be in Bezin. Somebody can go to Bezin and say, I heard the guy say he died. Pub.
Again, they wouldn't do any more investigation, just take it as
some
boys
did
that.
Yeah, it's not going to be better than the Erecha that we rely on her independent investigation. But it's only if it's not Mechav and Lahoyed. Mechav and Lahoyed, we don't trust the guy.
Because
he might be lying. He's a guy. But see, it could be too much. There's no reason. There's no reason for him to make up a story that somebody died. The Gemara's going to, let the Gemara do it, please. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, after the Shammah ben Hanashim, Shloya im Mishchav Nuzlohoyed, or Masichas Levituman. They weren't Mishchav to testify, and they're Sam Shmuzing. Dayai, meaning if they testify, we said already, a woman is believed. Now, I know the young Lahan, Lay Lahan, Lay, if you're sister, you can testify and marry off the guy's wife. Benjamin is Chavin Laydus. Frank the Gemara, Vatuma Lay Asli. Maybe kids are saying they're going, they're not going, they're kids. We're going to that person's husband. Dr. Gemara, if you know Mishmuel, the Kamri Haredi Boim and Lisbon and Likrisish Lady. They're coming saying, we came back from this person's eulogy. They don't make, you make up a story that you're going to eulogy. Kids have imaginations. But when they tell you they came back from a eulogy, that's more believable. Frank the Gemara, no questions until I finish the next few lines. Frank the Gemara, but do come Saval Meshach of Leib, that's equally Al Shemay. Maybe they had this pet grasshopper who died, and they named the pet grasshopper Ruvain. He was their pet, and they came back from his eulogy. The eulogy they said on their pet grasshopper. So the Gemara, the Karmi came, became Rabbanan Havasam. They said, these rabbis were there, the Chay Vechay Tzabdani Havasam. And these people said, it's freedom. They're giving you facts, which they wouldn't give you on their own grasshopper. Yes? What's your question?
On the Mishnah, it's enough to testify, he is going to marry the wife?
No, he can get her married off. That's how I translated it. Not that he should marry, he can get her, that she should be able to get married.
But he cannot marry her.
No, he can't.
Because he's coming as
No, he can't. He cannot come. He cannot marry her.
Because he's coming as a man.
Yeah, we heard that in the second there.
Okay.
Rashi comes to Mahoma, Chagov, and Namala, a grasshopper, an ant. Hemiswatinaikis, the kid's killed. Vahalal Hashem Ishplaini, and they named it by a person, Kedav Shatinaikis Masakin. Kids have a tendency to do that. They name a grasshopper for some person. Period. Right. So, going to the Gemara's Maskana, going to a Hesped is not enough for a kid. Coming from a Hesped with details, Rabbi so-and-so, and Rabbi so-and-so, and this person was a masbid, and this person was a masbid, is enough for somebody to go to Bezin and say, I heard that this guy died.
Strange thing is something they can be verified.
Again, the guy is coming to Bezin and tell us this is what he heard. He didn't do any more investigation. Again, he's coming to the city of Nardaw, and he's saying when he was on business travel in Surah, he heard kids saying that Pliny died. I don't think it is, but I don't know what that law is. There's certain restrictions because we don't want her to think she can get married. Like, we don't let her sit shiva. Because once he's a tzivah, she'll assume he's dead. Right, so, no, is the answer. We don't let her get married. I don't know what has made him we can make that. I don't know.
It's only the a person hearing the children saying.
Correct.
But not enough, just the children saying themselves. The children, why is it always the person heard the children sing? What happens if Bezdin hears the children sing?
So that's the shaila that the machlokes rishonim. If kids came in and said, Pliny Mace.
But in this story, it's not like that, right?
Again, this is the dig. This is machlokes Rambam and Tor, where the kids are must believe to say, Pliny Mace.
Based on one of the Dayan's going to step down as a Dayan and come as an aid.
Say,
I heard as an
aide
the children talking.
Again, I don't think I'm explaining myself well enough.
You are, Rebbe, you are. We don't understand this.
This is my when a kid says Pliny Mace, does he have any belief at all? Or do you need details like this person was Mosman and this person was Mosman? So nobody, if a guy comes in and said, I heard a kid say that somebody died, it's meaningless. Because we don't know, according to some Rishonim, because Pliny Mace from a kid doesn't mean anything. Your testimony in Bezin can only be as good as the person that said it elsewhere. It can be better.
So the adult that hears the kid, he can be made and based in, right?
That what?
That he heard the kid say details.
And of a husband. And therefore he can say, I know Pliny died.
And Avram asks if the kid can...
And the answer is, if they came to Pazin and told us details of the husband, yes.
The kid?
Yeah, what difference does it make? Why should that be? I have no idea what he asked, but that, I don't know why that should make a difference.
It sounds like the kids.
The guy who hears it from the kids can't be better than the kids.
I understand that part.
So how can it be that he's believed and the kids aren't believed?
The whole thing I don't understand. You know, I understand that this is all circumstantial, except that the facts could line up, right? When the kid gives the details.
Right. It's enough to be matter the Aguna. Correct.
Okay. So the Aguna can say, you know what, I know this kid that was at my husband's funeral, and he can tell you all the details.
I can do the investigation.
Again, we rely on a woman to do her private investigation.
So here, nobody's really doing an investigation.
It's not Bethan's job to do the investigation. It's the woman's job.
So kids can come into Beit Din and be Mayid.
It's not Mayid in the sense of Mayid. He's telling us, you're right, you don't need Adam. We believe a woman.
And again, because it's an Aguna case.
Correct.
That's the only reason.
Correct.
It's not a Yerusha case wrong.
No.
So what's happening here that Besson heard that the children talking about it for a different guy?
Or they heard the children directly.
What about But the point is that moment, we're not allowing her to get mifting. Besson say right then, you can get married?
Yes.
No.
This is the first time she's hearing about it. When is this lady doing her investigation?
She's doing investigation now, not before.
Okay, so Rabbi Cohen, you should be mindful of me. An Adam comes in and tells Besson that Reuven died. What does Besson do?
They tell her, do your investigation.
No, they do not. They tell her you're mutter to get married, and the reason they tell her she's mutter to get married is that they know she won't act on it unless she does her private investigation.
That answers your question. Well, I didn't understand the answer.
Bethan's
going to say you can get married.
Right.
She's not
going to
do it because she
doesn't. Right. She knows the consequences.
I mean,
there's a difference because he's saying because the woman coming to Beit Din versus. The child is coming to Beit Din?
Again, I think this is being blown out of proportion. I'm trying to figure out what is going on over here that I'm not understanding. Again, by this case, we believe non-Adam.
Right.
We don't need an aid.
Right.
Okay, so you can either have a woman testify that... Now, we're not even talking about first-hand testimony in this Mishnah. First-hand testimony is better than second-hand testimony. We're relying on second-hand testimony. And not only are we relying on secondhand testimony, we're relying on secondhand hearing a story without testimony. The woman that we're talking in the park, and they said Reuven died, we're not testifying. They were schmoozing. Now, somebody who hears it can go and testify secondhand that he heard women schmoozing. Or... he can testify, I heard kids schmoozing that they came from a husband. Now, those kids went to Bethan and said it can't be worse.
And see, I think what I'm saying, I may be wrong, I apologize, that the woman has to investigate only when she initiates.
No, absolutely not.
She would have to investigate even when they have these, our Mishnah.
Well, if an Eid Echad comes in and says her husband died, she has to investigate. Why is this better than Eid Echad?
That was not what
Avram Cohen was signing is that the investigation has to happen before Besson says the word mutter. And I was telling him, no, Besson says the word mutter based on the fact that she will investigate.
But she will investigate.
Yes, because she knows the consequences if she doesn't.
So they give her the go ahead to investigate and then...
No, they don't. They say they're your mentor. Now it's her job to investigate.
She's not going to misconstrue it and say, oh...
She can do whatever she wants, and she's going to face the consequences. Beth is not going to have any consequences. She will. Her kids will be mamzerim.
I suppose I'll tell the woman this, but she didn't learn this.
Yes, well, maybe she did, maybe she didn't. They'll let her know the consequences, correct. Okay. Now, it's a shaila I just wanted to mention, even though most places can line up on one side, but some places can use it as a tziruf. The fact that today there's mass communication, and we're talking about before internet, we're talking about when telephones and telegraphs, is ma'im she'en lam saif halacha change? Because it's always that he might have gotten up somewhere else. Now, wouldn't there be a phone, wouldn't there be a news story of a guy that came up from the sea? Wouldn't there be some today that everything is...
If you want to remain incognito, though.
What?
If he wanted to remain incognito, though, then he would not be.
So it's a big shaila, because there's one Rishon, and everybody jumps on this Rishon, who said, I think it's Reb Lozim Ivardon, the Mordechai brings him, that says that my mind chain limsites, she's not out there forever. We give it in a certain amount of time, I think he talks about 4 years, and he says in 4 years you didn't hear about him, he didn't get out of the war. Because you would have known about it in 4 years. Everybody jumps on him and says there's no such thing. So the shaila is, that's those days, because the Gemara never gave a shiur. The Gemara said Ishtar Surah. But now that there's mass communication, the things change. So nobody wants to take a chrys and say it changed. However, they want to say that you can use it as a tziruf. If you have svaras, you need an extra svarah, you can say the fact that we haven't heard from him with all this mass communication is an extra, not enough to be matur on its own. Different svaras to come up in these shalas. It's not. Again, this is a big shaila. Shaila came up after World War II. He was seen in Auschwitz. He was seen, shown, put to the left. Nobody ever saw him die. That a mayim she'ein lam saif, a mayim she'yesh lam saif. Not water. I just meant the comparison. Dr. Gemara Weinter. Abayvi gechavim by mischavim, it's not good. I'm reviewed on Shmuel. Okay, now we're going to understand what mechavim is no good and what isn't good. There's going to be a machloikas. So we're going to have two different opinions of what a guy is or isn't believed to say to a woman that your husband died. Remember, a guy is not a kosher aid. Either is a woman. But a guy, there's a chashash mishaker. We don't trust Gaim as much as we trust in reality. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Vayshanu alishin ischavin lahatar. When don't we rely on the aid? When he comes in and says, Mrs., you can get married. Your husband died. Avo, ischavin lahoyed. He just wants to tell a bezin what happened. He walks into Bezin and he says, listen, I'd like the court to know that so-and-so died. Not referring in any way, fashion, or form about whether the woman can get married. He just wants Bezin to have the information. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, they do say Adis. That's enough to be an Adis. So Rabbi Yehuda is limiting when a guy is not believed. When the guy says, it's okay, his wife can get remarried, then we don't trust him. But when this guy just comes to give us a piece of information, even if he's coming in to testify, but he has no, he's not showing any interest in being matter this woman to the shuk, then we do rely on him. And the Gemara explains, take his ami, take his adina, I'm Rav Yitzchak, Ba'ala Bezim, I'm Ishwaini, Meisi, Siwis, Ishtai. If he comes to Bezim and says, so-and-so died, marry his wife off, Zeh Nischav Lahatin. Meistam, Zeh Nischav Lahatin. If he just comes in and tells us the piece of information because he feels that the court should know, I feel the rabbi should know, that's okay, and that's according to Rabbi Yehuda, believe, in the name of Shmuel.
What's the difference if she has to still make an investigation?
Because the woman is only, needs some kind of testimony, somebody to say he's dead.
If she read about it in a newspaper.
In
other words, what? Either way, she has to make an investigation. All right? She still has to make an investigation.
She's not going to do it. I think what she's saying is she's not going to be.
I'm glad you guys are in a thing to explain each other now.
No, I don't think the last time he didn't understand me, but I think he's not going to be more lax. If the guy said, she's going to still investigate the same way, right? She knows the consequences. Oh, this is just an idea for her. Oh, my husband died, you know what? Let me check it out. I'm not going to check it out as much because he was.
That's
what he thought, right? That's what I said, that. Yeah. The answer is very simple. Chazal allowed Niguna to be married based on some sort of testimony that's believable, plus an investigation. Non-believable.
That in the second paragraph,
right? No, I don't remember that. Non-believable testimony. Yeah, let's take that case. Very good. Thank you for the second paragraph. It's a good point. Somebody walks in and says, this woman's husband died. I'd like to marry her. We don't believe them. Why? She's going to do an independent investigation.
That's because he's a real aid.
That's worse than a guy that's not an aid? It's worse than a guy?
She's not going to marry the guy.
Again, she's going to do an independent investigation.
I understand that.
The answer is, Chazal didn't just say a woman can do an investigation. Somebody's got to tell us he died. That's believable. Now, normally, the Hilchos Eidos don't believe him. We will believe him unless we think he's a liar. In a case when a guy walks into the bedroom and says, Reuven died, I'd like to marry his wife, then we don't believe Reuven.
But he just says, her husband died.
Then we believe him. If we don't let him get married, because then we'll say,
Does she still have to prove it?
No proof. She has to be.
She has to prove it to herself. And
that's it. Exactly. She has to feel comfortable. But there's got to be a testimony that's believed in Ben of some sort. Right? If they come in and they said, the kid said, we're going to the Levaya, the Gemara dismissed that. What do you mean? She's going to do an investigation. Investigation by itself is not enough. You need some sort of statement to Bezin that a guy died. And a guy doesn't have that among us. If he's coming and saying she can get married, we don't trust him. I don't know why. Honestly, I can't answer you why we all of a sudden don't trust a guy because he said marry off his wife more than when he just said he died. But that's what the Gemara is saying according to Rabbi Yehuda. If not, I'm a Rosh Lakish, like Shana, Osh, and Eschav, and Lahatim, I'm a Eschav, and Lahedus, Lahoy, and Edus, and Edus. Amaloy, Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Yechon disagreed. He said, Loy, Kacho, Yemaisa, Ba'oshia, Barebi, the great Rabbi Shia, she had histris, that's the word they say it should be. He argued, Im Shmaidim, and Chamish, and Skenim, and he said, Amar Lahem, Loy, Shana, Osh, and Eschav, and Lahatim, and Eschav, and Lahoy, and Edus, and Edus. He said, like Rosh Lakish and like Shmuel, but Lahaydu Lechachamim. And the Chachamim said, you're wrong. He's not even believed to come and testify. So Rabbi Yechon said to them, you know, Rabbi Ishiya tried this and didn't get anywhere. So it's not right shot. Rabbi Ishiya tried to do what you're saying, that a guy that comes in and says, Pliny died, we believe him. Only when he says, Pliny died, and he wants to be mad to the wife. That's what Rabbi Ishiya said. And they said no. Something Gemara Masis in the Kani. By the Gechav by Mischav and Eidah do say the Seichem Mishkachasla. Right, meaning what's the case that he is believed? Meaning opposite. When is he believed? The answer is the Mesiach Lefitomai. Stam schmoozing, telling us a story, not testifying. It's amazing. I was traveling. There was this huge accident, Rahman al-Islam, and this guy got killed. He's not interested in testifying. He's telling us a story. Then we believe a guy. Because there's no reason for him to make it up.
Why did he come to Bezin before?
He didn't come to Bezin. Somebody heard him say it. He didn't come to Bezin. Exactly. He's not coming to Bezin. I'm telling people's story. Rashi. Avon is chavim lohoed v'loy lahatir es ishtay yedusa edus et hinas e ishtay. Heichi mishkachas lohoed v'loy is chavim lohoed v'loy lahatir. Where do you have a case that he's not being mechavit even to testify? The answer is mesiach lufi tumay.
What if the guy says he killed him?
Oh, we're going to get there. All these cases come up. Stay tuned. Zakti Gemara, Kahud Abba Kamar Basel. Guy came into town, a guy, and he said, Man Ika Bechiyui, who is anybody here from Bechiyui's family? Man Ika Bechiyui, because Shakim Chiyui, I'd like to tell them their husband died, their father died. He came into town, and he said, does anybody know where Chiyui's family lives? The Chiyui family? I'd like to just inform them Chiyui died. Not testifying in Bezin, coming and saying a story. He wants to tell the family the fact that Chiyui died. The answer of Rav Yaisel is the Vissu. Rav Yaisel used that to be mounted to the wife. Rashi, Chiyui Shema Ish, Man Ika Be Chiyui, Mi Me Anche Beise Shabes Chiyui, She Yishma Divei Devarai Neshakim Chiyui. Who in the family is here that wants to hear me tell them that Chiyui died? Zakti Gemara Vayter.
But there's no problem with, since listen, I just came from the city, I don't know Chiyui's family, but can you please find them and just inform them? It doesn't matter.
That don't matter. No.
All that doesn't matter.
No, he didn't know Chiyui's family either, this guy.
No.
He wanted to know where is Chiyui's family, so you can tell them that.
Right. That part of it. It
would
seem that individual has to be the one to say it to them.
No, Raya. So I think about Dahuda Abakamer Basel. Some guy came in and said, Vai, woe, Yahu, I lost the voice. Vai lay the Prussian's Risa, the Habibabumpadisa. There was this strong soldier.
Swift horseman.
Rashi says, Gibor Kayo. The Yisrael Hayan. He was a Yid. He said, you know the strong horseman? The Shachav, he died. Coming and telling us that this great soldier died. The answer of Yisrael became a rebel of the Vissim. And they accepted that as good enough. He just came to tell us a story. Wasn't interested in testifying. Just was informing the city. Wow, you should have seen. Pliny got killed, or Pliny died, the great soldier.
I mean, it's interesting that I was thinking.
I'm glad.
The story is no more than any other story. This is not adding. I think it could be. This is great horseman. This would have reached the great person like Toto, who just died, that Chris Tudo, what's his name? Who's the one that's dying?
Yeah, what about him?
What?
I should be in Chip Tudo, being anti-Semite, yes.
Yeah, that's what I said, Mashmo. I'm saying a great horse moves in. You would think that maybe that call would be.
I didn't see anybody say that. If you want to say that, it makes you happy because I'm dead. Rashi, Leparshas Riza, Gibor Chayo, Yisrael Haya. He was a strong soldier. He was Jewish. Somebody came into town and said, who's here from Chasa's family? Tava Chasa. Chasa drowned. Now, that was a problem, because it was an Amayim Shein Lam Saif. So even if he's saying the truth, it shouldn't be matter him. But what happened was, Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, Elohim, I swear, Achlu Chaver L'chatzah. Oy vey, I swear that Chaver got eaten up by the fish. Well, not really. I'm going to get there in a second. That's what Rav Nachman said. He just said, oy vey, he just said a Lashon Shavuah. Chaver is dead.
Well, he changed the fact
that Chaver said it? Yes, Guy came in and said Chasa drowned, and Rav Nachman said, well, the fish ate up Chasa. But he said it in the Lashon Shavuah. I don't know why he said it in the Lashon Shavuah, but he said it in the Lashon Shavuah. That's a way of saying he's dead. It's a way of saying he's dead. Now, this is problematic because it's a mime chain left side. We're not letting the woman get remarried. But what happened was, when his wife heard, Rav Nachman swore that he died. So she went and got married.
After doing the investigation.
Whatever investigation she did. They didn't stop her. Even though there was no way that he died. Because it was a mime chain lemsaif. If she got married thinking it's okay, we do not break up the marriage. Meaning, basically, there's an overwhelming majority that people on a mime chain lemsaif don't survive. Chazal were afraid for that minority, and they said she can't get married. But in the end, she couldn't get married. Yes, yesterday. Now, the question here is, how could Rav Nachman swear it's a mime chain lemsaif? How can he swear that he's dead? What? No, he didn't swear. The answer is, he was Samech and Raif. That probably he died. Overwhelming majority that he died. Not enough to be mocking a lady. But he could swear that it's true because the overwhelming majority is that way. He didn't think the lady was going to take that and say, therefore I can get married. She did.
Well, he didn't think what?
The lady's going to take his word and use it as a heifer.
But once she heard that he swore, yes, she is.
Well, that's what happened. But again, the halacha, see, this is what I spoke at yesterday. That chazal by iguna did some things that we don't understand. In certain ways, they were very makel, and in certain ways, they were very machmer.
That's where the argument was yesterday when about Lot's daughters.
Don't even bring them into the picture.
So what I'm trying to say is that...
Yeah, that's how your wife's daughter with Tzidkani is. Don't ever question that. Be very careful. There's a story by Ramesh and the Hagdama, one of Ramesh's farm, about people that spoke against late daughters and it didn't happen, didn't end up good.
Do people with Rashi agree with what Rebbe's saying, though?
Yeah, the Gemara says it. Haim shekibnu l'shem shemayim. That's the Lashon HaGemara.
So then why are we ridiculing them that one is Moab?
Who's ridiculing them?
Me'av.
That's what she named her kid.
That's a Bezayim.
Who's the kid? And who said we're ridiculing them?
I haven't heard anyone recently name their kid Moab.
No, you had to. Again, it doesn't say in the Torah we ridicule her.
Yeah, Rashi said, Kima Jehiskimu, the older one, because she's the one that's, she started it out, she's the one that's getting,
I really don't want to discuss what I said, I hope we can even talk about it for an hour, I'm not interested. I can just tell you, be very careful when you talk about nice light. The Gemara says they were Mechavim totally the Shem Shemayim.
But I saw somewhere, where they could have asked Avram or other people living.
I'm just telling you what the Gemara said. Be very careful. The Gemara said there were Chavim and Shem Shemayim.
Hater were taught they thought that the world was destroyed.
Yeah.
That's what they thought. But it says somewhere in a certain safer.
It's safer, right? Yeah. But you know what I mean? I hate to say this. Look up the Gemara before you write it down, before you print this. He didn't react and say, oh, I hope they get saved. He didn't say that. That they're dead. So that's the first lesson.
If you don't have to pass, don't say the word swear. When Bezdin says yes, something, when Bezdin gives us...
This is what's called a kasha anamaisa.
No,
he did.
Did the guy say this that he drowned and we don't know where the body is?
No. The guy said he drowned in a Maim Shein Lem Seif.
Oh, sorry, but he didn't see his death. He didn't see
his death. No, he didn't. He just saw him drown.
Okay.
Which is not enough of a matter.
All right. If he would have, if he come and said, I saw him dead and they buried him.
Again, that's not what happened.
Okay, that would be different.
So, when the Goy says, I saw him drown, and he does not know the halacha about which kind of water it is, whether it has a beach or not, or an edge.
Well, we ask him where he drowned.
Right, but Atlantic Ocean. So his initial testimony isn't halakhically correct. Not because he's a goy, because it ain't so.
Exactly. That's why we can't rely on him. A guy did not come to testify. He came and said a story. Pliny drowned in the Atlantic Ocean.
It's not like he was saying that I saw a guy get shot to death. He's saying I saw a guy go underwater. That's
correct. That's exactly what he said. And Rav Nachman said, well, we... Pliny is dead. Instead of saying, I hope he got out, he said, Pliny is dead. That means his reaction was accepting it as fait accompli. The guy's dead.
And that's because of Rove.
That's why he said that. But he didn't mean that the woman should hear that and say, now I can get married.
Did we have Rove before on this line saying myself?
No, we didn't, except that we said it's very, well, it's improbable that the guy got saved. That's a fact.
Improbable is not. An end all.
Again, she's not mutter, I'm asking him. But this is what happened. Rav Nachman assumed he was dead.
Why did he jump to that conclusion?
Because it probably would have happened. Because if Chas v'Shalom would happen, you would jump to that conclusion.
If a Jew would come and testify and say the exact same word.
We wouldn't rely on him. We're not relying on anything. Rav Nachman wasn't paskening a bezin. Rav Nachman was standing in shul, and somebody told him, you heard the guy showed up and said, Pliny died, drowned.
So if a Jew would come, then the woman, would she do chakiris, or she would say,
wouldn't, she can't testify, it's not a testimony.
I'm sorry, what?
You need a testimony, there is no testimony. And this is the same thing we've been going through five times today. An investigation by itself is meaningless.
Yes, but the Goy saying it is different than the Jew saying it?
No!
It's equal.
Yes!
You mean he could have said the same thing, the fish ate him. The reaction could have been the same.
Yes! He wasn't paskening. He was standing in shul. He was in the middle of putting on his towels and throwing him. And somebody came and said, Nachman, did you hear? Chasa, what was it, Chasa? Yeah, Chasa drowned. The fish ate up Chasa. His wife said, oh, Rav Nachman assumed he's dead? I'm going to go get married.
So she jumped to the wrong conclusion.
She jumped to the conclusion on a mistake. Correct. She did not have a heter from Bezin. Bezin would have never given her a heter. And she jumped to the wrong conclusion. It had zero to do with it was a guy or a yin. And she got married, and they didn't break up the marriage. So the answer is, it's only the chatchila, but the yevon. If she didn't do anything wrong, willingly, we do not break up the marriage.
And because it says we don't break up the marriage, that means we have to know, this only talks about halacha iguna, and that's it, not Yerusha.
I mean, this is the case here. I don't know where else it would apply. But the Masechta Vitumah is not believed anywhere else. Chafetz Chaim has a whole siman in Hilchos Lashon Hara. Can you believe Lashon Hara when it was said Masiach Lefi Tumah? That the guy wasn't interested in spreading Lashon Hara, but while he was spinning the story, he told you Lashon Hara. And he says no.